Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
And welcome to episode 703 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is October 2nd, 2022. And I am one of your humble hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law on Xbox Live, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me today, two lovely individuals, Joe Biden spinning the deck for us today, Robin Tate. Thank you.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
How you doing, everybody? Yeah, I'm here. Lovely. See Canadians in there and all sorts of people in there. Marty's in there already in the chat. It's fantastic. It really is lovely.
It's like you just want to say.
I love kids jumping on my lap.
All right, Kim. Kim Woods in the house today, Kim.
I don't know if I could follow that up. I mean, Jesus. Yeah, that's me. I'm here from sunny but slightly chilly Missouri. So Paul is here, folks. I've had to bring down the pants.
And just to make everybody jealous, it is gorgeous weather here. Low 80s, high 70s is the max today, and it's sunny. It's beautiful. I should be in shorts, and I'm not in a tank top, but that's because I'm trying to represent a little extra life. Hey, we're a video game podcast. We like to talk about video games. So if you're new to us, we're going to talk a little bit about video games. We're also going to talk about all kinds of other crap. So just be prepared. Crap. It covers a wide gamut of crap. We love our crap. We embrace crap. So we're going to talk about crap. We are on every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone that nobody cares about. Okay, sorry. Kim cares about that. We will make exceptions for time changes. So that is going to be coming up. The UK, I think you change your time after us. So there'll be before us. So there's going to be like a week or two where it's going to be a little hiccupy. We'll stay with the UK time to be considerate to our UK friends that have to stay up late. But rest assured, we will have a podcast. It'll be on Twitch. It'll be on YouTube. And if it's not there, you can always listen to it on audio because we put forward the audio version. You miss out on all the greatness of seeing our wonderful faces, whatever shenanigans Robin decides to put on screen.
Kit Kats. The outtakes were great for Kit Kats last week.
All right. Dorian Ellis has a birthday coming up, Robin.
There he is. Yeah. He's going to be, he's one of the really old ones. He's going to be 55 years old. 55. Is that Dorian? Sorry, Dorian.
It's okay. Embrace it, Dorian. Embrace it. It's not that bad. It's just a number. Nickel. That's double nickels. There you go. That's double a great nickels. Wine, by the way. If you ever have heard of it, Nickel and Nickel is a fantastic wine. Highly recommend.
Very classy.
Winery. Yes. Yeah. And Kim just pooped out a baby, apparently. A small child. There we go. Let's talk some... Wait. First, we got to give Dorian his just dues. A birthday.
Jesus Christ.
It's your birthday. Yes, it is your birthday. It's your birthday. Yes, it is your birthday. It's your birthday. Yes, it is your birthday. We are fucking psyched.
Okay, enough of that.
If I had known you were going to go on that long, I would have went and got a beer.
You know, I felt like that the full song
was...
Laid it out. All right, it's story time, so...
Everyone here loves story time. Our
favorite time of the day.
Robin is going to change his diaper right now. So, Kim, let's start off with you. We're going to start off with me because Kim's busy. Everybody just decided to be busy at this precise moment when they're supposed to be talking. So, that said, I'm going to start. I celebrated my birthday on Thursday. It was fantastic. Had a very nice time out with my wife. I pulled a complete Karen on some woman that had a handicap placard in her car, and she gets out. And she's just like walking around the car all normal, no problem. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to ask. I got to ask, what's your disability? And then she got all upset. She's like, I get this all the time. People tell me, you know, she's like, I've had 3 knee surgeries and spent millions of dollars. And I said, you know what? It looks like the knee surgeries were successful. You're walking great.
Oh, it's a very fine line there, Greg.
I mean, and then she called me an asshole. She said, thanks for being an asshole and ruining my night. And I just looked at her, I smiled, and I said, you're welcome.
We chatted a bit about this online, and it is one of those really awkward things, because when we have Glenn, we have a disabled badge for him, and there is nothing more frustrating when you pull into the forecourt on the petrol station and there's only one disabled parking space and he's in the car and I'm going to run in quickly and grab something and some dick parks there and comes up with cigarettes and a bottle of whiskey. You know, really, I don't know. But there are people that don't look like they're disabled. I mean, there's many people in our chat, you know, just don't look that way. But just honestly, they're gone.
Hey, fair play. If you have a disability, I get it. And the problem with California and our DMV system, unfortunately, is once you have like replacement surgery, like, so she had replacement knee surgery, she is going to get a placard for life because she is technically now disabled. My issue with this is sometimes these surgeries actually make you better than you were before. And so,
like Steve Austin.
Exactly. Million dollar man, the million dollar cunt.
She couldn't do that for $1 million anymore. I mean, seriously, he probably would have got like a knee done now or a hip replacement for $1 million. They couldn't have rebuilt the bionic man with inflation and stuff like that there. For goodness sake. Yeah. It'd be a very, very like, yeah, I can move my index finger really, really fast. Yeah, that might be good for, you know, like that joke I told earlier on, that might be good for that, but...
Anyway, well, yeah, so I had my Karen moment. I pulled it. I freely admit to it. But other than that, birthday was great. Transitioned into Saturday night. Saturday night was, we went to Sammy Hagar, which, honestly, if you don't know who Sammy Hagar is, shame on you.
Who?
Fantastic rock and roll. 80s, 90s rock. He played for Van Halen. He's got a ton of his own stuff. Yeah, just awesome. So had a blast. I drank a shitload of alcohol. So I was doing, for the most part, Moscow Mules and Red Bull vodkas all night long. So I stuck with vodka.
When I phoned you yesterday and you're on the bike, were you on your way there or was that drinks?
No. That was just me taking my son out for a quick bike ride. I was being good. We know one of the managers at the restaurant that we had dinner at, and he's like, look, after the concert, come back and I'll hook you guys up with some dessert and drinks. And so we went back. And so, I think I talked about this before. He had made us this, he called it Smoky Dreams, and it was a whiskey that he had basically infused. And I forgot what he infused it with, but I mean, it's just a bunch of stuff.
Sperm.
It was so incredibly smooth, possibly sperm. I drank 2 very large snifters of this whiskey, and it just was so good. And so, needless to say, I woke up this morning a wee bit rough. A wee bit rough. Yeah.
Been there, Don. Well, I mean, I was blowing, you know, living the life.
I heard that you were blowing
last night. Absolutely. You know, I burned the candle at both ends, and I fell asleep on the sofa last night about 9 o'clock, and Judith kicked me to bed at 20 past nine last night, and I slept through to 7:45 this morning.
Martin, get out. Martin.
Doesn't. It
get out of the chat.
Doesn't out. Happen to me. That Hager guy, he's in a cartoon. Is it Asterix and Obelix? Is it Hager the Horrible or something like
that
there, isn't it?
Well, there's that, yeah.
No.
You guys don't know Sammy Hagar.
No,
it's incredibly weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't even know who it is. So
might know his music, but I don't know him.
Yeah. You do. I guarantee you know his music because he played in Van Halen for a number of years. He sings "I Can't Drive 55." He sings "Heavy Metal," the song from the classic cartoon Heavy Metal movie. Sings "Where Eagles Fly."
I mean, unless he was sort of like found dead in a hotel room with his belt around his neck and a cigar tube stuck up his ass, just really, how would I know him?
Boomer. See, Boomer knows.
Yeah,
there's hope yet. There's hope yet.
Ah, oh, dear. My goodness. Well, okay. Anyway. Well, look, I'm glad you had a good time.
I'm glad that was good.
And you got snottered and rat-assed and all of that. Was Cindy snottered and rat-assed as well?
Not quite as bad off as me, but we both were to the point where we were able to celebrate our anniversary in fine fashion last night.
What a dream. Yes. What a dream it was.
Kim, what's been going on with you?
Well, you know, nothing as exciting as all that, but, you know, let's see, I've got an update on my uncle. We almost lost him Monday, and then they finally got him transported to St. Louis to have the surgery done or whatever, and I guess he's supposed to have a team of gastrointestinal doctors come in and look at him this week, and I guess they also found some lesions on his liver, which aren't great. So, yeah, it's still touch and go. He's definitely not out of the woods yet. So, I don't know. There's that. It's not great, but it's not terrible either. So,
Well, obviously, we're all in your corner, Kim, and putting positive vibes out there for you and the family. So,
I appreciate it.
Sorry about that, Kim. Dan, you're saying that there's still an echo there. I don't know. Is anybody else getting an echo?
Nobody's. And apparently Martin's like, shh, we're not mentioning it. So apparently
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, apparently there is still an echo, I guess.
Okay.
I'm going to check Twitch and see if it's...
All right, okay. Well, we'll carry on a wee bit. I'm sorry, Kim. My week was a bit nutty this week. I've done far too many miles, and I think that's what wiped me out. Only on Kim and Greg. God damn it. I'm gonna build OBS from the bunk ground up again. I was away. Goodness, I went away on Wednesday morning, came back on Thursday evening, and I had something like 850 miles up in that period of time, and it was just too much. It was too much. So I was in a little place called Skibbereen, which is about 60 miles. Cork is way, way down, and it's another 60 miles south of Cork. For a meeting that took about an hour and a half. So that was fun and a lot of driving, but very good. I'm heading off to London on Tuesday morning. That'll be fun. I'm actually going with the head of the development of some of the companies that I work with, and we're going over to look at food ideas. So I think we've got about 40 places to visit for tastings. Everything from fast foods to ice cream to pastas and you name it, we'll be in and out of every street food place in the whole of London looking for ideas to bring back. So that'll be fun. Early morning flight on Tuesday and then back on Wednesday night. So that'll be a laugh. But damn it, this weekend, God, between kids and birthdays, see all day yesterday, between picking them up to take them to the clubs, and then we had a birthday party. Oh, we went to the cinema I had a group of boys. One of our lads was 13 yesterday, so we went to see this film. It was DC Pets, Super Pets. It was like superhero pets. It was actually pretty funny. It was like the main story is Superman. In the very first scene of Superman 1, the very original one, where they put the baby into the star spaceship sort of thing. Well, at the very, very last minute, his puppy dog jumped in to that capsule as well. So it was Superman and his super dog. And then all these different super pets sort of started to appear, everything from pigs and hamsters. And yeah, it was all very, very funny. A lot of adult jokes in it. And that was good yesterday. But kind of, yeah, busy with birthdays and kids. And there's a load for more birthday cake stuff today again. Just my life is just nutty. It's just nutty. Yes, Batdog was fantastic, Fraser. The Batman was in this, and all of the main superheroes sort of appeared, Wonder Woman, and they were all pretty pathetic but funny at the same time. And I think Snoop Dogg, and lots of good voicing in it. Yeah, it was a good film that you can take the kids to, and you can have a bit of a laugh with it for some of the jokes that they won't get as well. So yeah, it was good. It was good.
For the record, I have come to the conclusion Robin just purposely puts the echo on us, so we will talk less, and he can just hear himself talk more.
Fuck's sake. I don't know.
I knew it.
Yeah, see? We all know it. Kim, you do sound a little low to me, though. I will say that. Mm. Yeah.
No?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. Other than we will continue on. Hopefully, Robin will be able to fix this on the back end of it while we're talking. I do want to talk about a couple things real fast. Ring of Power. I think it's Rings of Power. Rings of Power. Amazon Prime, Lord of the Rings series. It's been pretty slow so far. Like, I really want to like it. Right. And up until this week, I was struggling with it.
Right.
And then this week's episode happened. And all is better. it delivered big time. Really fantastic episode. And so I'm hopeful, crossing my fingers, that this is, we've kind of gotten through a lot of the big setup stuff. And so now moving forward, it's going to feel a little bit more action-y, because I think that's something that was really missing from a lot of these previous episodes. You just didn't feel like a lot was happening. Maybe that's me being a bit of a, you know, an action whore and not appreciating the setup stuff.
No.
But it was kind of boring. Andor. Watched Andor. Great. Continuing to be great. This last episode, though, I have to admit, is a setup episode. I thought some stuff was going to be kicking off within it, and it really kind of is setting up the next episode, I think, to be spectacular. So, but it continues to be my favorite Star Wars episode of all time. Or series, I should say, so far.
I don't know, but no, I can't go as far as that.
I can.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, Rogue One still is right there with it for me. But I think because these are little half hour snippets, which, by the way, I kind of hate Disney with the way they handle their streaming stuff, because they show like a full 45 minutes or so of an episode, like timer wise on the bottom. So you're thinking you're going to get this long episode, and then it shuts off like 30 minutes and you just have like 20 minutes of credits. Kind of drives me crazy. I don't like that.
I like the characters. Somebody said that was like that new senator that came in was like Nancy Pelosi. I don't see that. I don't understand where they're coming from for that. There's that interesting political side of it all coming now. And, the man with the wig. And it's good, but it's slow. You know, it's like building and hopefully to some fantastic crescendo. Like, you know, this is the start of the rebellion, blah, blah, blah.
That's what it is.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Robin, on your side?
No, London, kids, birthdays. Lots of stuff going on here internally in the Bat Cave, Man Cave, Robin Cave. I'll get to that in a little while. We'll talk more about that when we get to gaming stuff, I suppose. Yeah, Alpha Wolf.
Magically hoping the echo goes away.
Oh, ah. It will as I mute when I don't talk.
Ah, okay.
Fair enough. Some more stuff. I mean, you know, since we're all talking about stuff, I have more stuff.
Okay, talk away.
I upgraded our surround sound in our living room. Our surround sound was kind of going wonky, where it took you like 4 or 5 times to actually turn the thing on and it stay on. So I upgraded, because we have a Roku, I went ahead and upgraded to the Stream Bar Pro from Roku.
Hello.
So,
Robin, we do hear you saying that, you know, that's right, right?
Right.
Yeah, but nobody else does. Hello.
Alrighty. So anyway, I bought that, and it works out really well. My dad's 71, so you can imagine the old hearing's kind of going a little bit, and he can actually hear the TV with this thing. So
okay.
And it was only like $180, so I mean, it's not real super expensive. And like I said, I've got the Roku built into it, so I don't need multiple remotes, which is nice because Dad gets a little flustered when there's more than like two remotes.
Oh God, like, my wife hates me for that. Yes.
Right. Yep. So you understand. So yeah, the Steam Bar Pro. If you use a Roku and you need a new sound bar, I say go for it. I'm really liking ours because I know there were some reviews that said, well, the sound bar part was actually, you know, junk and it didn't really sound all that great. I don't know. I'm thinking it does all right. And I'm no audiophile or anything like that, but I like the sound of it. So.
I think that's it. Sometimes you get these reviews from these very, you know, heady audiophile types that are just like, it's a little tinny on these notes.
And right.
It's like, okay. That, for me, I don't need that. I just need to know, does it sound decent?
For regular people, TV.
That's perfect for me.
Right, exactly. Okay. On a reading front, I started the Kaiju Preservation Society. I think that's what it's called. It's by John Scalzi. And basically what it's about is if there was an alternate Earth where Godzilla and all his various kaiju brethren lived. And we have
scientists. You had me at Godzilla.
Right.
Okay.
And it's pretty good so far. You follow a guy that actually started out as a like Uber Eats delivery guy, and he finds out that someone he went to college with actually works on this alternate Earth. So he gets fired from his job. Well, this buddy of his goes, well, we have an opening. Would you like to come join our team? Yada, yada, yada. So he ends up at this alternate Earth where, well, okay, you know, it's a Godzilla, but then there's also like Cthulhu and all those other like gigantic, you know, monsters we're all used to.
I'm going to pause you for a second here, Kim. We're going to have to take a step back on the story here.
Right.
So he was an Uber Eats driver.
Right.
Who got fired.
He was fired, yeah.
Not good at that job.
No.
And then just because he knows this guy, he gets hired on to the scientific team?
They needed a lackey who could move things. So basically they needed some muscle who could move equipment and that sort of thing.
Okay. You know. That's why he
didn't get hired on necessarily because he was smart, although apparently, But apparently he was working on getting his doctorate in something, so I guess he's not an idiot. Mm. He just didn't finish it, whatever. So yeah, and it's been pretty interesting. Like I said, I like Godzilla too, so anything that would, you know, explain some more of these big monster types to me would be awesome. So I'm about a little more than halfway through it, and so far it's been really good. I saw some reviews and said, well, it's all about woke this and woke that, but so far I'm not coming across any of that, or maybe I'm just enamored by all the big monsters and all the stuff that goes along with it. So yeah, the Kaiju Preservation Society by John Scalzi. If you like Godzilla, give it a shot.
Yeah. Godzilla is a they in this, not a he.
Whichever. So, you know. And, of course, it being the first of the month, we have calendars. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And, by the way, I believe the good news is that you've sorted out next year's calendar already.
Yes, next year's calendar is already ordered, so it's on its way. Because I got to thinking, oh, God, it's October already, and I haven't done that yet, so I better get on it. So
heaven forbid.
Yes. I know, right? We'd miss that. It's October, so we have Ben and Frank, and I can't tell you which is which, so...
I feel like the cat is Ben, and clearly the dude is Frank.
I could be.
It looks like a Frank.
You might
to me.
Be right. So yes, we have Ben and Frank for October. So there you are.
That cat literally is just like, what the fuck are you doing with me?
I'm just surprised there's no tattoos on this guy, because so far, just about every other one on this thing has had a tattoo of some sort. Although maybe it's just not shown. I don't know. I digress. So anyway,
I'm not gonna
I think
say
that's
anything.
All right. Anyway, that's it for me. So. Carry on.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that means we can transition to games.
We can.
So let's talk about
it. I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Now, Kim, we're just going to let you continue to talk here because let's talk about October.
All righty. Your October free monthly games that you technically pay for are Games with Gold. We have Windbound, which is available now to the end of the month. Bomber Crew Deluxe Edition, which is available October 16th through November 15th. Which I heard
is
really good. So, you know.
Bomber Crew is good. right. on a PC.
Right.
It's not good on the gamepad. My personal feeling. And I gotta admit, this is pretty shitty.
I'm kind of thinking the same thing, because here I was thinking, because we originally got 4, that we probably would get 3, much like
you
PlayStation
think, something.
Plus. But no, we're apparently only getting 2 now. So.
No. Yeah, I think this is also writing on the wall that games with gold. Hopefully, they just kill it. And
all right.
Anyway, continue on, Kim. I'm sorry.
That's okay. For your PlayStation Plus for October, we have Hot Wheels Unleashed, Injustice 2, and Super Hot. And I can say for a fact that Super Hot is really good. So.
Yes.
I don't know anything about the other two for sure. Your Amazon Prime games for October, we have Fallout 76, Total War, Warhammer 2. Middle Earth, Shadow of War, Glass Masquerade, Origins, Bloom, Heroes Hour, and Horus. So there's that. And believe it or not, even though it's not going to be a thing for much longer,
this is foreshadowing.
Games for Stadia Pro for this month. Apparently, according to the article I read, this may be the last ones. We'll see. We have Arcade Paradise, Drawful 2. Hot Wheels Unleashed again, except this time it's the Game of the Year edition.
Boink.
Looking for Aliens, Slaycation Paradise, Tangle Tower, and the Addams Family, Mansion of Man. So, you know, go get your Stadia games while you can, because, well, anyway. And Epic Games for this month, we have Runbow until the 6th. We have the Drone Racing League, also until the 6th. And then after that, there'll be Rising Hell, sorry, and Slain Back from Hell. A lot of hell going on. So anyway, those are your free monthly games. Go get them.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Well, that just dovetails nicely into the games we've been playing. And certainly we will talk more about the whole Stadia thing. Don't think we were not going to. Okay. I will start off real fast. Halo and PUBG continue to be a thing. And we've been having a blast. Wednesday night Halo sessions, we had a really good time. And then Friday was able to get a little bit later start, but we pulled off a couple chicken dinners, had a lot of fun playing PUBG. And this is a newsflash.
Oh, dear.
I actually drove a vehicle with passengers in it and did not kill anybody.
You have proof of this?
Maybe not.
Oh.
I would need to get... There were witnesses. I just don't know if they'll come forward. it was a good time. We had Snoogans, we had Mark, and we had his son Jay, and I really just love PUBG, and it saddens me that Fraser has moved on from PUBG, because they like to move on from things every now and then, but PUBG for the win. Kim, what have you been playing?
You know, a little bit of the same old, but I still enjoy it, so what the hell. We have Immortals Phoenix Rising. I played some more into that, and honestly, this weekend, I fired up a little Forza Horizon 5, because why not? And I found out, apparently, I'm a VIP. I didn't know that. And they gave me a whole bunch of free stuff, so who knew? So, okay. Yeah. I did finally get the Jesko, the one car that was like $3 million that I've been trying to get the whole entire game. I finally had enough money that to go and get it, so I did buy that. But
so are you like kind of go for like 100%ing this game? You know,
I don't think I'll actually 100% it, but I do have all like the boards, and I'm working on getting all the roads driven, that sort of thing. I mean, I don't think I'll fully like 100% get all the achievements and all that sort of thing, because I'm not one for making it super hard,
right?
And doing all that, but it's fun. So. Okay. And I like watching my name go up the leaderboards to beat my friends. So there's a little competition there.
You just need to start sending messages to people.
Right.
Beat you.
Guess what? You're now lower on the totem pole. But other than that, like I said, Phoenix Rising. So.
Yeah. That's one of the things I loved about the Trials games. Because the leaderboards were, they were easy to like kind of wade into, and there was a good competition for a long time with Trials, and then it just kind of fell off. And I can honestly say I've never felt like a true like competitiveness within the Forza Horizon games. But like there are certain things like speed trap challenges. Those always yep. like when I see those, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to make some effort here.
Right.
The rest of the stuff, eh, I don't care so much.
Exactly. Well, that's the way I am. I like getting on there and like say if I can beat Boomer in one, so then I'm like sending a message going, guess what? Now you got to get faster than this. So.
Oh, so you are sending the messages. I like it. Okay.
Every once in a while, yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
All right.
I mean, I've even had a couple get a hold of me on Twitter and be like, well, it had to be done. They'll send me a screenshot of them beating my time. And I'm like, all right, well, we'll have to fix that. So.
Well, Kim, we're going to shift gears here now. This is where we can both go get drinks. We can go get whatever we want. Because Robin's going to talk for about an hour about racing.
I am. Right. Sorry about that. Yeah, so this was a very, very big week for me this week. As you know, I've went completely and utterly down the rabbit hole, which is a set of Corsa and driving. And it's kind of crazy, actually. So anyway, as you know, a set of Corsa Competizione is my poison. And I have been selling my kit all up, which has been done now. I mean, all my kit as best as I can. A few microphone things to be doing. There's another camera has been ordered. But this week I've got myself to a safety level that I can apply for what's called a rookie license with this racing group, another group called LFM, Low Fuel Motorsport. And what you have to do to get your license is you have to get round this track Misano in a silly time. Like 1 minute 34 seconds, and you have to do it. There's a particular server you go on to, and you have to do 7 consecutive laps at below this time without killing your lap. If you kill your lap, you have to go start back from zero again. So 7 laps in a row at this super ridiculous time. Now, when I went onto the Misano circuit to do this, the best I could get around with it was about 140. So I had to take 6 seconds off what I thought it was going fast. And the several hours time that I've been practicing and tweaking the setup, it's taken me actually yesterday morning I did it. And Charlie came and stood over my shoulder with extra pressure. And I've been practicing and just about got it, and then went live onto the server to did it first time. So that's kind of cool. I'm very, very happy and pleased with that, because it's a very technical little track. And now this opens up a whole pile of thing of you get to that level, you can race against people that hopefully have a bit of skill. Doesn't mean that, you know, hopefully the quality of races, rather than random servers. Just imagine, just like any game, playing with randoms, it's kind of weird. And you, in the racing games, random servers means right. crashing.
You never know.
So what I have been doing, laughably, is this morning I had an hour to try and start to set up. I want to try and stream all of the time, all the times the races I go on, whether it's just general racing or just farting about or some of these championships that I might be able to get into. And I've been set up cameras, a new OBS on the other computer. So I needed another boom. I'm going to use the old Yeti microphone for it. But I've got 2 webcams set up, and I want a third for a slightly different angle. And once I get that, when I get back from London, hopefully those bits and pieces will be here. I ordered a new set of headphones this time with cabled.
Ah, so there you go.
Cabled, so I can get around that. And because Taylor's started to use the ones on the Xbox. It was his birthday, so there you go. They were like new in the box. There you go. Happy birthday to you. So yeah, look, I'm looking forward to sharing some of that with you. I'm going to stream a wee bit and have a bit of fun with that as well. So I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mick Martin. You know, really, I am down that rabbit hole. I've spent a lot of money on this, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but I added this thing called Crew Chief. So when you're driving beside a car, normally within the software, it says, oh, there's a car on the left, there's a car on the left, you're clear, you're spotter.
Right.
So Crew Chief is this extra free, it's free software, you can donate and give something to it. And it has lots of games that it works with, but Assessor Court of Competition is one of those. And it adds an awful lot more. So it says, the leader has just done a time off such and such, or you're 5 seconds behind the leader, you're catching, you're slowing. Hey, your fuel's getting low, your brakes are getting too hot. If somebody crashes into you or you make a really stupid move, it'll go for. Actually, you can switch on the cursing.
you can switch on the cursing. I like it.
Switch on the cursing. Ah, for fuck's sake, Robin. It's, you know, fuck's sake, Robin. Fuck's sake, hurry up. Come on. For fuck's sake, get it together, Robin. It's all that's really, really good, really cool. So Jim is there. So Jim, and he's a far better spotter than the built-in software one. So that's fun. And hopefully you'll hear that with our deco when I get up and streaming. So, yeah. Again, it's time. I mean, one of my favorite streamers is this guy called Jardier. He's from the Czech Republic, and he's been streaming now for a few years. He's very, very funny and very, very upbeat. And he can chat and drive and talk and still win friggin' races. Just the skill level of these guys is just unbelievable.
Martin, so, for the record, no, the Irish spotter sounds like this.
Potato!
There's about 8 different voices. I'll have to see if there's one there that can be sufficiently racist for everybody. So I need to set it up. So I have a new stream starting on I'm going to put it on my YouTube channel and my Twitch channel. I've got the Restream.io set up today. I'm going to put the OC podcast stuff on there, some Love, Sharon, Foster stuff. I think we'll have to get some skins done for my cars for fostering. And hopefully it'll start a few conversations that way as well. So, yeah, like, still having a good time. On Friday night, I came out here, and even though I'd done stupid mileage this week, I came out and had a couple of really fantastic races and had a ball.
I do love the fact that you came back from driving tons and tons and tons, and what do? You
drive. <That's great. laughs> It is kind of nutty.
All right. Anything else, Robin, before we kick over to me?
No, I'm sorry. That's it. I mean, I did open the Steam Deck in the hotel room. I mean, I logged into the Xbox Live again. Funny enough, the echo was unbelievable. I don't know. It just follows me around. I think it's something inside me. Maybe it's like electric.
It might be.
And I opened the Steam Deck after to play a bit more Sniper Elite 4, but I was just too tired, and I closed it up again. So. Yeah, I'm very sorry. I'm a very old man. My Twitch channel is I'll tell you now, Marty. It's
OnlyFans.com for Robin.
YouTube Bongo's Bits. It'll go out live.
Bongo's Bits OnlyFans.
I believe it is Bongo _ the _ scene.
Yeah, maybe a few other things to work out, like what your actual Twitch channel is.
Right.
All right. So, things to look forward to. I will.
It's weird. Enjoy. No, I was just listening to you. I just hit Twitch there and it came up with our feed, and there was no echo whatsoever. I wonder.
Could it be because you weren't talking? Maybe.
No. I heard myself saying that. Huh. That's weird. I did change a few things, but I don't think it changed much.
Who knows? Anyway.
Who knows?
Martin knows what your Twitch channel is. It's Bongo _ the
scene. Yeah, and it's Bongo, and YouTube is Bongo's Bits. So
okay,
YouTube / Bongo's Bits. And again, I'll not be doing anything. I need a few bits yet, but by next weekend, by the time we get back from London, I'm going to start to do a bit of streaming to it as well. So right. And watch me crashing. What is it? You said this thing a few weeks ago, and I know it's a common enough statement, but. Yeah, all the gear and no idea. I think that has to be the story. I actually wish I had done this at the beginning earlier to start, you know, the build up of this to show like this is a semi-old fart in his 50s trying to get into this and doesn't really understand all the settings and all the bits and pieces. But hopefully my journey learning this and getting at least above average is my plan. So I just want to set that goal. I want to be at least above average. So. Yeah,
I think that is a very achievable mark.
Yeah, just about above average.
Just about above average. All right. Well, okay. So a few games on my playlist. So I'll start with Deathloop. I dabbled a little bit more in Deathloop. I gotta admit, the game, like, there's nothing wrong with the game. I'm just struggling a little bit with getting into it. So, Harley Dan wants to know, are you going to wear your racing overalls? It's a high probability, Dan, because we know he's got gloves now.
No, I think no.
he's Do you have like racing goggles? Are you going to wear a helmet? You should wear. You should get a helmet with a built-in
something. Yeah. See, part of me goes, I mean, what do you do? I mean, like everybody else, I mean, I have to approach it that this is an old fart that's doing this and you can do it too. That has to be that way. I mean, what is, do I have to have a mulligan? Do I have to have some sort of gimmick sort of thing?
I do. Like, I think you should wear a spandex suit that's super tight in all the wrong places.
A leprechaun hat.
And definitely an oversized helmet.
Leprechaun hat or something like that there. Should I wear, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, Deathloop. Let's focus.
Okay,
Deathloop.
Okay, let's look at Deathloop.
Have you had any problems with achievements popping in Deathloop? Because I've heard that's been an issue.
I honestly don't know. I've seen a couple pop, but I haven't really been paying attention to if the achievements are popping or not. So I could very well be having a problem. But
we've known you've had problems for years. But that's
okay. Yeah, that's also part of the problem. No, Deathloop, I'm not getting into the story part of it. And maybe that's okay, I guess. But I'm not necessarily enjoying the trying to solve and figure out, the mystery, so to speak. So all the mechanics are great. It plays super well. It looks fantastic. Just something's off for me. So I don't know that I'm going to stick with Deathloop. I may jump off of it. I did jump off of Deathloop as for a fact into Aliens Fireteam Elite.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Wanted to play an actual good Aliens game. And so I fired that up. I enjoy this game. There's not a lot to think about. You're fighting off waves and waves of aliens. And you can play it single player. It is meant to be co-op, three-player co-op. But if you don't have live players, it'll give you bot players. And the funny thing is, the bots they give you, they're not like humans. They actually give you like drone bots, that are synthetic humans to be your fire team.
Robots?
Yep, robots. And anyway, so... I've been progressing through it, got into, I finally figured out, because this entire time, when you play Aliens Fireteam Elite, you will be taught early on, there is a cover mechanic in the game that you can go up to, kind of the Gears of War cover mechanic, and you can fire from behind the cover, that kind of thing. My problem with that was there was no reason to. The aliens come at you so fast, it's actually really bad for you to be behind cover when you're trying to shoot the aliens, because they can pretty much, overrun your position very easily. And so I was always wondering why they, put a cover mechanic in this, because also the aliens really don't shoot at you. They just try and swarm and attack you. I discovered why. So there are, there's another force that you will come across that does have weapons, and they shoot back at you. And so suddenly the cover mechanic came to play. But yeah, it's been good. I love the Aliens universe. So this game just, it just scratches that itch perfectly for me when it comes to Aliens. And I would recommend it. I think it's on Game Pass. I'm not positive, but I know it is pretty cheap. I think it was like a $30, $40 game. It wasn't a full price game. And they've been adding content to it. They definitely try and get you to buy additional stuff, but there's more than enough in the game itself. So if you are curious, I would recommend it, and you can definitely play it co-op or single, you don't have to worry about randoms jumping in. You can always make that a private lobby too. So you can just kind of section it off, so you're not getting, the idiots of the world joining you, because that happens sometimes. Okay. Last game. And I played this very briefly and very quickly discovered this was not going to be a game I would want to play. But Proteus, it's a new Game Pass edition. I think it's hit other stores as well.
Is that the walking simulator?
No. Proteus is more like kind of a more modernized attempt at Doom. It still has like
no
the original
T, it's
Doom.
A D in it. Okay, it's not
yeah.
Proot.
No, not like Proteus.
Like American produce.
Yes.
Produce.
So it visually it looks kind of like Doom, with the exception of your character, like the weapons and you know, your actual like
Doom
hand
quick,
are a little more modernized compared to the original Doom. But I just find the mechanic of it all kind of boring. It plays like the original Doom, and I did not like the original Doom. I know, blasphemy. I'm just like, eh. There's better shooters.
This is sort of Fraser's sort of.
You know. I could see that. Yeah, I could see Fraser kind of digging this.
No, it's quick Doom. Yeah, get it. Yeah. But so, even some of the artwork, like just out on the screen right now, those big containers coming up, it looks very. And then the metal, the way it's studded, it does look very, very Quake-ish.
Yeah, it has this like real retro vibe to it at times. And then every once in a while, it starts to look like it's going to be a little bit more modern. And then it just kind of goes back into that retro kind of vibe. A lot of people have been enjoying it. I think if you like that type of, you know, fast-paced shooter, it's there.
It's funny. Speaking of things like that, there was an expo. I think it was in Blackpool, and who was it? Just met John Romero, Darren Hilton. He met John Romero at that. Who is, of course, famous for Doom and Quake and all that there. So that's kind of cool. Met one of his heroes. He was quite awestruck. When I looked at him, I thought he was remember the guy that was in every porn movie? I think he died not so long ago, or a few years back. With the long hair, quite
Ron
chubby.
Jeremy?
Yeah, he looks like Ron Jeremy now. Not that I would know Ron Jeremy that much. I just heard about it.
Of course not,
once,
no.
Just once.
Sure.
Am I going to see that, Dan? You've really got me. Am I going to wear a race overalls? God.
I think he's going to.
What is the thing? I mean, definitely gloves seem like cocky enough, but race overall seems like a thing it might be.
I think you need racing glasses too.
Is Ron Jeremy in jail?
Could be. I wouldn't doubt he'd probably like got charged for like a statutory rape type thing. That I'm sure that probably happens all the time in porn.
No. Okay, no. Hold on. No, he's been right there.
You got to be careful when you search Ron Jeremy, for the record.
Right.
Yeah. Very careful what you pull up.
Yes, John Jim is indicted on 34 sexual counts of sex crimes involving 21 women, spanning 20 years. Yeah, it'd be a hope he's not friends with the Clintons.
All right. I think that covers the games section, unless there's anything else either one of you want to talk about.
Yep. No.
Let's move over to the news. We do have quite a bit to talk about here.
Cool.
Here is the fucking news.
Oh, Greg, this breaks my heart. I mean, as a founding member of the Stadia community, we have a gravestone in our notes, RIP Stadia. Despite claims to the contrary, as recently as July, Google is shutting down its Stadia game streaming service after just 3 years. The company says players will still have access to their games and be able to play them until January the 18th, 2023. After that, Stadia will join the long, long list of products that have been killed by Google, including the Xylophone and the Space Hopper. Those who have invested money into Stadia will be fully reimbursed. We will be refunding all Stadia hardware purchases made through the Google Store, and all game and add-on purchases made through the Stadia Store. Does that mean me?
That means you. They're actually doing their consumers actually a good service here.
So they're giving all the money back.
Yeah.
That was
surprising.
Majority of I don't expect a refund.
But you can now.
Oh, wow. Well, that was, I bought my initial pack, I think it was £170 or £150. Yeah. Wow.
So there was actually a great meme. I actually wish I had gotten that meme up instead of the tombstone that I created. It shows like the Grim Reaper, but they put it as Phil Harrison. They put Phil Harrison's face on it. And they show him going through these different doors with like blood coming out from underneath the door. And I think it was PlayStation 3, Xbox One, and then Stadia was like the next door.
Well, look, then my Stadia hardware over in the corner behind me, which is over there,
right,
will have pride of place then if they give me a refund. That'll be absolutely lovely.
But here's the thing. What? You know, you have OnLive up there, the Ouya. Maybe you hold on to this because that actually could become a collector's thing.
Well, that's why they're over there.
Well, now that I think about it, they're going to let you keep it. So, yeah, get your refund.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to send anything back.
No, I wouldn't think it. When, what are they going to do with it? I'm going to bury it in the desert with ET? Right. For goodness sake, you know?
Exactly.
Well, they have now cancelled the Stadia exclusive, the follow-up to Death Stranding. So one of the major problems that worked against Stadia from the jump was the fact that Google didn't secure Blockbuster exclusive for the cloud gaming service, which it will shut down in January. Sure, people were able to play the likes of Red Dead Redemption 2, Cyberpunk 2077, Destiny 2, and Aliens Colonial Marines on the platform, but all those were available elsewhere. As it turns out, Google may have spurned the chance to have an exclusive title from one of the biggest names in gaming too late. So it's not coming. Not coming. R.I.P. Stadia.
Yeah, so before we move off of Stadia, I mean, a couple things. One, I always felt Stadia was doomed from the get-go because they did not show a willingness to actually invest in their own platform. They had no first-party software at launch. They claimed they were going to make a game, and you never heard anything about it. So there was nothing unique about Stadia other than the platform. And I think they just thought people were going to come because it was there.
Look, if you remember, if you remember at the time, it was a big razzmatazz, and they had got some big names in, and it looked like it was a board decision. Oh, we've got a gaming thing. Stick it up there. What does it matter? It'll all work. And I think I mentioned on Twitter this week that it was a good idea too soon, but without the backing of the people that really knew how these things are going to work. We asked those questions right at the moment of launch. They have these big names in there, big bucks, but nothing original.
But they had Phil Harrison, who, you know, he's been in the industry for a long time. You would have thought he, of all people, would have understood you can't launch a system out without an actual, like, first party, like, you know, got to have it piece of software on the system.
I'm going to say something here, which is kind of odd, but OnLive was a better, which I also have, OnLive was a better system than Stadia. And it was even sooner. It was years beforehand.
Yeah. Yep.
So it was too much of a jump. I mean, even if it was launched right now, people wouldn't get it. They just don't get it yet. You know, it would work fine now because we've seen that. We test games on the Xbox Game Pass stuff and streaming it and it all works hunky-dory, but yeah. And I mean, probably where they needed to focus on was a partnership with Samsung or LG, and have that built into the TVs, and it came bundled with a TV. That's where the technology should have been sold.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the store is actually already shut down. So I don't know that those Stadia games, I don't even think you can get those. I actually felt pretty bad. I saw there was a developer on Twitter, and I think it was the Hot Wheels Unleashed game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be launching into Stadia,
right?
On day one, and somebody asked the question: did they tell you? Did they tell you ahead of time? And they're like, "Nope, we just learned about it." So I mean, this all seems like it was the writing was on the wall. Let's be honest about that. But I don't think anybody actually expected the shutdown to happen when it did. And obviously Google was like, well, look, we're going to be giving full refunds to everybody, so let's cut our losses right now, as opposed to letting it go through the holidays when they probably would have to give out even more money in a refund eventually.
Right.
So. Well, as Dan says, the main stumbling block was that it was a bit shit. So put that on the box.
Yep.
Okay, so you're going to be able to play with a Sackboy on your PC later on this year. Sackboy. A big adventure has joined the rapidly expanding list of PlayStation games that Sony is bringing to PC. Little dead Sony players are turning in their graves. The PC5 PS5 launch title. Sorry, I should call it the PC5 now. That's a good idea. I quite like that. Which is also available on PC4, will pop up on Steam and the Epic Game Store on October 27th. Sony says the PC version will support 4K resolution and have a targeted frame rate of 120 FPS and offer variable vegetable refresh rates. You'll be able to explore a craft world in an ultra-wide format as a support for a wide range of screen ratios, including 21:9. Great stuff. NVIDIA, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. There's also haptic feedback for your sack boy, so you'll be able to feel when you're holding your sack. And alternatively, you can play with yourself with a mouse and a keyboard.
I mean, this is just Sony, you know, further striding to...
This is Little Big Planet, isn't it? Sort of thing.
Well, the makers of Little Big Planet, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing more to say other than Sony is embracing PC. I think that's good for the industry. I think it's good for gamers. Fanboys are probably angry as all hell because
there's no more
walled gardens anymore. That you know, even Sony, the only walled garden, honestly, is Nintendo. That is the only place where you can honestly say those exclusives are not going to come to PC or any other platform for that.
I bet you Dan could get them on his PC.
Well, there's ways, but we won't talk about those. Good for Sony to embrace the PC, and it just gives us options. You can put it on your Steam Deck, Robin.
Fair play to them. Fair play. The Sony PC 5. Yes, Martin, that is what we will call it from here on in. Yeah, that's gaslighting. Gaslighting. That was absolutely fantastic. And that's about all the news there is for this week. But now we have some new releases, don't we, Greg? Don't we, Kim?
Yeah, and there's a lot of them, let me tell you.
Oh.
Alrighty. Your new releases today to the 8th are Dakar Desert Rally for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 4th. Overwatch 2 for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 4th as well. Anyone excited Jesus Christ. Anyone excited about Overwatch 2?
Yeah, a little. I'll check it out.
Oh. Right.
It's free to play.
That's true. It is free to play. So there you go. Death First, Let It Die for the PC on October 5th. Nier Automata for the Switch on October 6th. No Man's Knob Itchy Edition for the Switch. Actually, that's No Man's Sky for the Switch on October 7th. And those are your new releases.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think Deathverse should be renamed to Stadia. Let It Die.
Right.
Yeah.
Die.
At this point, yeah. Let it die. Yes, Dan. Okay. Yes. So we've moved on with the overalls that I should have OC Pod logos on those and some Love Cher Foster logo on it as well. I think that should be it. Yes, maybe I should get seat belts or like a baby seat that I could sit in and strap myself in or something like that there. Jeans and seat on the rig.
Baby seat.
Hey, were you playing Halo and PUBG this week, Greg?
I was. In fact, I will be doing it again next week, God willing, with work. Wednesday nights are Halo nights. So we do it 9 p.m. in the UK. Actually, I take it back. 8 p.m. in the UK. We need to update this. It's 8 p.m. in the UK. We've shifted everything up specifically for...
Lunchtime.
Lunchtime. What? Lewis, lunchtime, and he's not made any of them so far. Since we've shifted it just for him, he's been missing in action. So anyway, but yeah, so lunchtime, just after dinner, come join. Play some Halo on Wednesday. On Friday, we're playing PUBG. We'll continue to do that. Always nice to have a full team, but hey, we'll run duos. We'll run a three-man team. It doesn't matter. We'll get it done.
Team,
indeed. Robin.
Team. Yes. That's me. But
I know. Yes.
I know.
Could
come on, man.
Team. Hey, be nice. I am tired. I'm still a little hungover.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It is ridiculous. Okay, Robin. No, seriously though. Let's talk. Let's start wrapping this
thanks.
Up.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a Sizzler?
No.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Maybe in some of your ventures out to Florida. All right.
Cheese Florida. Toast. God, it's got demolished.
That's Sizzler and cheese toast. Yes.
Yeah. Florida's had a real rough time. My God, it's had a rough time over the last few days.
Yeah.
Holy crap. This just looking crazy at some of the aerial pictures. Footage.
Yeah. Well, I saw one. There was actually a walrus cruising down a sidewalk. Like, okay.
Yeah. They need to discover bricks. Seriously, bricks would be a good idea for a place that has hurricanes. Really.
Yeah.
I don't understand why do they not use bricks. It seems like a basic thing. Bricks.
You'd think. But the reason why they probably don't use as much brick or stonework for the buildings is because it gets so hot, the bricks would become ovens.
Okay.
That's my guess.
All right. Well, I think I'd rather have bricks and aircon than no bricks and no house.
I'm with you.
Anyway, poor people in Florida. Okay. So, well, Greg, I suppose people could email the show, couldn't they? And they could win a pair of Gunmar performance protection glasses to help them with all their gaming needs. They're in here. They're brand spanky new. Gunmar performance and protection glasses to take the glare out of your screen so you can shoot people better in Halo. So all you have to do is send a nice email in and the email will pick at random. And you do that, you will send you these anywhere in the world. Gunmar performance glasses. I've only had them on once. And yes, so there for you. Just send us an email, a nice email, to podcast@ocpod.com. And we'll read it out. It'll be fun. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast and go on to Facebook at fb.ocpod.com and find us echoing everywhere around the world in YouTube and Twitch. So that's about it. So, Craig, what do we do now?
We could go to YouTube and be, able to design new thumbnails to attract new fans, apparently. I was just looking at our emails, and that's one of the emails we got.
Okay.
Whoops.
No, I think at this point in time, we're just going to kind of wrap the show up a little. You know, it's been a fun, quick show. Not a whole lot going on. Robin's giving away these great glasses.
Mm-hmm.
We should see the actual glasses. Let's hold them up to the camera real quick.
As worn by me, the value is going up right now. Oh, wow. Hey.
Look absolutely
those. Those
horrible.
Wow. I feel like Buddy Holly and
I don't think Robin should give those away. I think that becomes part of Robin's new getup. I think you have to wear those glasses
with the helmet. See, I would, but they're not prescription.
So
yeah, you have to have decent eyes for these. So they're not prescription. They come with stuff. They come with a cleaning cloth, instructions.
Instructions.
Yes, and a nice box and a lovely little sack.
I am slightly curious now. What possibly are the instructions?
Well, you're not supposed to put them in the dishwasher. So.
fair enough.
I'm a sexy yule. I'm a sexy yule. Yule. do you see what it's like when you're getting really old? I've still got my sore arm and everything. It's really terrible. I mean, what is this?
You need to throw a little like Ben Gay on that thing.
What? Ben Gay? Who's Ben Gay?
You never heard of Ben Gay? Icy Hot?
No.
I don't
know if he quit doing that
thing. It's like deep heat, we would call it.
Yeah, it's a bit deep heat, basically, yeah. You smell like an old person once you put it on, but it will make it feel better.
Sometimes I just like the smell of old people. Just pick up those big pants and old people.
Jumping on my lap.
Leave him alone. That's elder abuse. Don't now.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
All right. Robin, any other shout outs you want to give?
Yeah, to Dan for all his advice. For Martin for just being such a sexy, sexy man. For Fraser, lovely to see him in the chat. For Boomer, he's the man. You know, and everybody that's in that chat there, it's really fantastic. I actually think that Marty wins the chat tonight. I really do.
Oh, wow.
And we will send him what we usually send him. So congratulations.
Just middle finger coming your way, Martin. Kim. let's give some, actually, Kim, real fast. What shirt are you wearing?
It's the Balrog from Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Not that I was staring at your chest this entire time. I was just trying to figure out what the hell it was.
I was.
Live.
Yeah. All right.
Robin's on. But yeah, there's also a Gandalf on there. But yeah. Anyways.
I'm sure there is. All right. Kim.
I also want to do a shout out because we have Jared Old Dan, also known as Geezer Dan, out of Florida. They lived actually on Sanibel Island and got hit. So.
Oh, no.
You know,
Yeah,
so rough. Shout out to him.
Bricks.
I think he's got a Venmo set up if some people want to donate, because I know for a while they were staying in like a warehouse
thing. Oh my goodness.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
So it's shout out to me in Florida and the hurricanes, because you know, at one time I was thought, you know, I had to move somewhere warmer and then hurricanes happened and I'm like, oh, you know what, I think I'll take my chances with the tornadoes back here. So,
yeah.
Definitely seen more. So shout out to you all, you know. Sorry, I guess. Shout out to you guys. Fun as always, and you know, it's been kind of a rough week, so this was nice. I enjoyed it very much. So, other than that, I hope everybody has a good week. Hopefully,
absolutely,
hurricanes, bad weather, that sort of thing. And over to you there, Greg.
Final thing.
Greg.
Yes,
we need dates, mate.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
We need to work on a solid date very, very shortly for the Las Vegas Expo. Yes. And so Las Vegas is a thing going to happen in the first part of next year. And if you're interested in coming along to a long weekend in Las Vegas, honestly, we're going to have a prayer meeting and go around and hand out some cans of whip ass to all the young people that are out there that might need our attention. So let us know. We'll get those dates.
So we will type up an official memo for anybody that does want to come that you can show your significant other. We are calling it the Vegas Expo. We will definitely have a prayer meeting.
Yep.
That likely will take place at a blackjack table.
Probably. Dear Lord, don't let me fuck up.
Let's be honest. I am both excited and afraid of this.
Yeah, be afraid. Very afraid.
Yeah. But so I'm thinking March maybe.
Yeah, I have to work out though. I don't want it to be can't be too close to the Easter holidays for the kids.
Post Easter? What about after Easter?
After Easter, going away during Easter holidays. That would be done well.
I can't miss my son's birthday for this. That would be bad form. So
March, April 25th is anniversary. So maybe before it to celebrate our anniversary or something out there.
May, June.
You're getting late. Yeah, maybe May would be spot on. May would work. May
is the month. We've dialed in the month. May is the month.
May. Yeah. Right. So like heading out on a Thursday, coming back on a Sunday or a Monday. That would be the plan. And we direct flight, cheapy hotel somewhere, and a bit of fun.
Just a wee bit of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we've got the month down. We'll get the day down. We will let everybody know. Yep. All are welcome. Travel at your own risk.
Yep.
Okay. A shout out to the two of you.
Ooh.
Always fun. Thank you for coming on. Shout out to the chat. We love you all. You guys are awesome.
Oh.
Shout out to my wife.
Wife.
She also is fun.
Fun. Hungover.
She was better off than I was today. This is the first. Usually she gets the hangover. I don't. And today I was feeling it. Great weekend. And I'm looking forward to many, many more years. We celebrated our 14th anniversary. I think we have plans to renew our vows for the 15th. I've set that in motion. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And that's it. I got nothing left. My Chargers won, so I'm happy. We're good. They didn't shit the bed. I thought they were for a second in that game. It was close, and then they pulled it out. Kim, I hope your team loses, and love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.